Let's add God the Father, the mighty hand cloud, and the Holy Spirit for moving again to gather us and to teach us to profit.
We
thank for the ministers who've just left.
Teacher Edmond.
And the interpreter, Pastor Gloria Triumph, and the Bible reader, Evangelist Timon. Let's God add a mighty hand clap for them. They have moved to remind us that the things God telling us the same should not weary us, because the word of God, every time it is new,
he
adds light every day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You can take your seats. Prepare your Bible very well. Prove that you have a book to write
in,
and prove you have a pen. Prove that it writes very well. You can ask your neighbor and prove they have things like those. They have a Bible, they have a book to write in, they have a pen. Prove that they have also prepared books of the Holy Spirit very well. Tell them, prepare well your inner man, your heart, even your mind very well. The Holy Spirit will be able to write in you. Have you told them well? Tell them in the 2 Corinthians chapter 2:3, verse 5 and 6, the Spirit writes in our inner man, in our minds, even in our hearts, to fulfill promises of the new covenant, spoken to Jeremiah 31:31-33, that the covenant he makes with us, not as the old covenant, but the new covenant, involve write these words in our inner man, in our hearts, even in our minds.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, him, the Spirit, is to bear us that weakness, because we cannot write in our minds. Yes. You cannot write in our minds, neither in our hearts, not even in our inner man. That him, the Spirit, can do it.
He's
going to fulfill Romans chapter 8. Verse 26-27, that he bears your weakness. Did not that which you can do, because you can write in your book. You write in that your book,
him
is to bear your weakness right in your mind. He writes in your heart, even your inner man. In those days when you'll have forgotten, he will remind you.
And
gets from those is written within you, to fulfill John chapter 14. Verse 26, that when the Spirit will come, he will teach us all and remind us all. In Matthew 10 he says,
we should
not worry to speak that towards those who ask us, because the Spirit will give us in that very time, and it's not us speaking, but the Spirit who come from the Father. But what he gives you already must have been already in you. And they are the words of the scriptures. Because it begins in John 6:63. The word is said to us, they are spirit and they are life. Now, if those are within us, no matter how you've forgotten, the spirit quickly reminds you.
But
when the spirit reminds you of things you do not know of, you may end up when you contend with him. Because you don't understand what he tells you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God. Again, he's gathered us this day. That he moved to teach us to profit. That he show us the way we have to go. And again, he leads us. As the promise in Isaiah 48, verse 17. When I speak, I'm the Lord who teach you how to profit.
And
I show you the way you have to go. And again, I lead you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We
thank God who does that goodness to us.
He's
the Father above all the heavens. And his word, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is in the third heaven. And he rules the heavens and the earth. Together with the Holy Spirit who spreads everywhere.
He's
powered upon us every time to move understand the words of God. As in the Proverbs 1 verse 23. That accept my reproofs. I pour upon you my Holy Spirit. Will help you understand my words.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and our Bible reader, Teacher Isaac. We love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God. Again, to move rich unto you, the book of God is making a last agenda on the earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God is making a last agenda on the earth.
Africa, Uganda.
Basing in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Or you call it the book.
The book ministries,
about full knowledge of God, international ministries, and God is worldwide call,
basing
in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
we still move on to see the NBs. Words to put special attention. Both meaningful. And key in God's worldwide call, basing in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We are on the NB number 8. We move with portion H.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This
NB number 8, words to put on special attention, those meaningful. And key in God's worldwide call, basing in Africa, Uganda. This time we look out that God revealed me the book of remembrance, passing through the heavenly biblical journey, which moved for 7 years from the year 2005 up to 2011, in series of the visions, the dreams, the trance or transfiguration,
azotals or teleportation, samim,
famim,
awamu ne yurim,
and the urim. And these we studied of them, they are spiritual transports that God used to visit us,
or
we go visit even the entire heavens. So in the book of Numbers chapter 12 verse 6, even in Job chapter 20, verse 8, concerning the spiritual transport, where there is the visions, where there are dreams, the trans, the azotals, call it teleportation, where there is thummim and urim. Those we say we shall move, get and explain of them. For we understood that death is not a spiritual transport through which you can pass to meet God. But we understood death as an angel. And clothed spirits of creations from the body of this earth. As we saw in Revelation chapter 6, verse 8. And we saw that none of the prophets, neither the apostles, who passed through death to meet God, to be visited by God, or to meet God, but all passed through the same transport, the spiritual transport. As we shall move, get explained how they work.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now,
when we finished there, we moved to see why the heavenly journey was moved through the Bible. Yes. Why the heavenly journey was moved through the Bible. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In there, we're able to know the origin of the Bible right from the everlasting
unto
everlasting God the Father, who began with his words,
one
we know as Son Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Spirit, right from above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, in the everlasting.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We saw Matthew 24, verse 35, that all things will pass away, but the word of God will never pass away. Heavens and earth will pass away, but his word will never pass away, because it came from the everlasting, and it makes up the everlasting gospel. As we read Revelation 14, verse 6, to enter verse 8, after we finished, we knew the reality of the Bible. The reality of the Bible to tell us things which were, those which are, even those going to come. After we finished, so the truth of the Bible, first of all, is our Lord Jesus Christ. In him are things in the heavens and the earth, right from creation, the visible and the invisible. Because from his fullness, we all we were given things of the heavens and the earth, besides lies and the acts of lies. And we knew that those who written in the Bible be able to write their truth. We knew even the Father is the truth, and he is the base of truth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In
him is the entire new heavens and the new earth, to enter into the everlasting. And we
know
even the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, one who gathered the truth that in the Father, right above all the heavens, in the beginning and the end, enter into the entire new heavens and new earth, to reaching the everlasting. When he gathered all truth that in the Christ, that's in the entire heavens and all the earth, and he wrote in the book of the Lord, as in Isaiah 34 verse 16. When we finished, we knew the way of the Bible, right from the everlasting, to be brought in the heavens which is today, and to make out a photocopy, to be brought in this earth. The Bible of heaven, they made out a photocopy and it was brought on this earth. The Holy Spirit, working with holy angels of God, together with holy servants of God on the earth, they are apostles and the prophets, bringing that Bible, As we heard in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 19 up to 21, prophets never spoke what they wanted, but they spoke what came from God as led by the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When we finished there, we saw the life of the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The life of the Holy Spirit. And we knew the Bible of heaven. It has no papers like this one. But the spiritual body. That's why it appears living and even flies. As in Zechariah chapter 5. Verse 1 up to 3.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we knew it's not written in with ink, but with the breath of life, the breath of the Holy Spirit. That's why I say John 6 verse 63, the words I said to you, they are spirit and they are life. Understood as though we read the Bible of this hour, we do not read out the letter, but we read out the spirit, for the letter kills. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we understood that the spirit, it is God the Father who speaks in this Bible. God, the word we know as the Son, speaks in the Bible whom we hear of. It's the Holy Spirit. And together with creations, usually speak in office of Holy Spirit. Once in a while in this Bible, and we knew the life of the Bible, it goes very far, as we shall keep getting and explain.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But wamara,
when we finished there, we began the heavenly journey, the summary of the heavenly journey. Right there, did you reach there? Summary of the heavenly journey. Summary of the heavenly journey. And we began with part one, which says that the heavenly journey is my journey and your journey. It's journey of spirits of all creations. It's the journey of salvation.
It's
1 Timothy 6 verse 7. We brought nothing, we shall go back with nothing. We didn't bring, we came from somewhere, and we have to go back there. Philippians 3 verse 20. And it says, because our citizenship is in heaven and we await our Savior, that he takes us back there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Understood that journey is for all of us. Ecclesiastes 12 verse 7.
You
say the flesh goes back to the dust, but the spirit goes back to God who gave it. And we knew that we have two portions. We have the outward man, flesh and blood. Him goes back to dust. In us we have the original, the inner man, the spirit. Has to fight, go back in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But we saw that if we don't align ourselves with God in the midst of repentance, in believing our Lord Jesus Christ, to confess salvation, to be born again, to be given a heavenly body, many have not been able to go back. As Jeremiah 22 verse 10, and he said, do not cry for the one who dies, that's the outward man, but weep bitterly for one who goes. It's the inner man
who's
not gone back to their home country. And in Luke chapter 16, he said that this rich man ended in hell, and him, the poor man, took time aligning himself. He was carried by angels, taken to heaven. But we say, we see that in the summary, and there are many many things you shall keep moving to know and see. In the midst of fulfilling God's worldwide call, based in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When we finished there, we went to part two of summary of the heavenly journey. Yes. The part two of summary of the heavenly journey, which moved us from this planet Earth, right from planet Earth, to reaching the last created heaven, the fourth heaven, which makes up the rim below.
Hallelujah.
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 In
the midst, as we see that,
we
were told that our heavenly journey,
which
ended on this planet Earth,
and
it moves from this planet Earth, and it moves ahead.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When we repeated, read 1 Timothy, 1 Timothy 6, verse 7,
and
say we brought nothing on this earth,
so
we shall go back with nothing. But we were asked, which is this earth where we are on? When we read the Proverbs chapter 8, verse 31, and they told us it's called planet earth. The planet earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
in it is the children of men. There are animals, the insects, birds, the fish, the plants, and all its fullness. But we say there are other planets you cannot live there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But we were told we shall keep seeing the fullness of this planet Earth.
But
when we saw in the First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 28,
we
said the earth and the fullness is of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And when we read Deuteronomy 33, verse 15 and 16, earth and the fullness have remained to be of God. It means we have much to see on this planet Earth that I've not been able to give you right now. But as we fulfill God's worldwide call, basing in Africa, Uganda, we are going to keep doing that work.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Move to another portion, we say, moving from the planet Earth to reaching other 9 planets and their fullness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Moving from the planet Earth to head on to other 9 planets which you cannot live in because of the fullness thereof.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And there,
we're
able to go back brief in Proverbs 8, verse 31.
He
said, rejoice of his planet Earth,
and
delight was on the children of men. In the midst of speaking, rejoice of the planet Earth, he showed that there are other planets which you cannot live in. And it took us in 2 Kings, 2 Kings chapter 23, verse 5, where we are able to read of other planets. In the Luganda Bible, that word planet, they usually do not include it. So always get English Bibles, mostly King James Version, even the Gideon, and you read in it, in the 2 Kings chapter 23, that verse 5, you will find there are those planets.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we were told that this planet,
it's
where there is planet Mercury. You can look at these images.
Planet Mercury.
Planet Mercury.
Planet Uranus.
Planet Uranus.
Planet Mars.
We have planet Mars.
Planet Jupiter.
Planet Jupiter. Planet Saturn.
Planet Uranus.
Planet Neptune.
Planet Pluto.
Planet Pluto.
Planet Eris.
And planet Eris.
Naye.
But
etugambibwa,
we were told
zirina,
that the names they have, they are not the rightful names God expected us to name them. But they are names of gods of Babylon,
Greek,
and Roman Empire. The fallen angels,
they are names
of gods who did not create heavens and earth. The devils, the fallen angels.
We
read in Acts chapter 14, start from verse 11, to enter verse 13. And we saw Apostle Paul. After Paul and Barnabas, after they worked miracles, and the Romans said, the gods have come down clothed human flesh. And we heard there, Apostle Paul was called Mature. Yes. Because he was the chief speaker. Barnabas was called Jupiter. In some Bibles, you find names like Zeus. Yes. And the rest. But most left it in the Roman language. But the word Jupiter, they have changed them in the English.
Jupiter, Mercury.
Hallelujah. But we saw where that problem comes from. After scientists conniving with the devils, they are ones who moved to name those planets basing on the devils, the fallen angels, God who did not create heavens and earth. God, now we read Isaiah 47, verse 11 and below.
Hallelujah.
Those stargazers and those who gaze at the moon, they are ones who have named those names basing on the devils. But it's going to be our work still, that we do a revival and restoration of all things in heavens and earth. They be known the way they were, the way they should be, the way they will be forever and ever. We saw Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 to 15. Offsprings of the heavens and earth. From the Father is where they have to get their names. And it was given us from Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 and 19. After God created all things, animals, insects and birds,
he
took them to Adam, see how he will name them. And the names he gave, that was their name as God willed.
And
we have to go and they are named as the will of God is. And many other that we shall see on fullness of planets.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When we finish there, we move to the kingdom of the moon, the sun, the stars, and the clusters in the firmament of the heaven. Yes. And the kingdom of the moon, the sun, the stars, and the clusters, it's not within the planet earth, and
it's
not on the heaven as buttons, as
you see the
stars far and as if they are attached on the heaven, but they are in the firmament of the heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As we saw in Genesis chapter
1
verse 14 up to 16, and we saw their life and the life of the moon the sun, the stars, the clusters, and we last saw,
and
we are seeing the way the food comes from the sun and it comes down into the earth. There are many things we shall see on that kingdom, very important things, as we saw Deuteronomy 33 verse 14 unto verse 15. Out of the sun cometh food, they send it into the earth, passing it through the moon in the night.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The
Europeans called it the photosynthesis.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
there are many things we have to explain the world, because we are that generation promised before. In the Psalm 78 verse 6 up to 8, children will be born and they know their work, God know the works of his hands, and who will declare them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This day, we want to see hell, the bottomless pit, the prison of God, in the kingdom of the stars.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are
we, sure, are we together? You know, I want you two to grasp them very well. Though its revelation is not limited. Today we move to see hell, the prison of God, known as the bottomless pit, in the kingdom of the stars, right in the firmament of the heaven. Yes. Those who expected hell to be in the ground, it's not down there. No. It is not on the planet Earth. We see hell, the prison of God, that's known as the bottomless pit, that found in the kingdom of the stars, in the firmament of the heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, it's the heavenly journey. We are moving on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. What you have to first know, that hell, it's a prison, a real prison, a typical prison, where God imprisoned all rebellious spirits, right from both of fallen angels and of children of men who refuse to repent.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Those who refuse to do what? Who refuse to repent. It's a prison. And this one, it was created and it was meant to be for Satan and his fallen angels.
But
children of men, when they refuse to repent, them too, they are put there. Yes. We want to read in Matthew, we see Matthew chapter 25 verse 41. Matthew chapter 25 verse
41. Mugende muliro oguta gwao, ogwatekero tekero sitani neba malaika be.
Then shall he say also unto them, on the left hand, depart from me, you cast into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his fallen angels.
Hey.
Yes. You know, you have to know that hell and the fire in there. Here we've not spoken yet of the lake of fire. This hell, it's a prison of God, known as the bottomless pit. It is found in the kingdom of the stars, in the firmament of the heaven, in preparations. We children of men, the children of Adam and Eve, we were not meant to be involved in this. As
we've
heard in Matthew 25, verse 41, now to say, those who were cursed, who refused to believe our Lord Jesus Christ, who refused to confess salvation, who refused to get born again, be given a heavenly body, after refusing to repent, they say they'd be cast in hell. Cast in the everlasting fire, prepared for Satan, prepared for the devils, Satan and his fallen angels.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You
first get that in the head and understand it, that hell, the prison of God, known as the bottomless pit, found in the kingdom of the stars, in the firmament of the heaven, even the lake of fire that we shall study of later, they were prepared and they are of the devils. God prepared them
and
Satan and his fallen angels, and children of men were not involved. Satan tried much to deceive children of men, and he made them sin
and
tried much to hinder them to repent, that he can see them to go with him in the fire.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And this prison, it began to work anciently. Hell began to work olden days. The lake of fire is one which is not yet worked. But it hell, known as the prison of God, the bottomless pit, that found in the kingdom of the stars, in the firmament of the heaven, began to work already.
And
in the era of Prophet Noah, when the flood struck the entire earth, spirits of all those people, because of their sins,
the
sins and the rebellions, all ended in that prison.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They should not deceive that it's never worked. According to 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 18 up to 21, he says like this.
1
Peter chapter 3 verse 18.
Kubangira ne Kristo yabonyabonyezebwa olwebi omulundi gumu omutuukirivu olwabatali batuukirivu atulete eri Katonda buyatibwa omubiri.
For Christ also has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he may bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit. Verse
19.
By whom also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. Verse 20.
Edda abataagonda okugumikiriza kwa Katonda bwe kwali nga kulindirira mu nnaku za Noa, eryato bwe lyali nga likyasibibwa, amazzi mwe galokolera abantu si bangi gy'emyoyo munaana.
Who formerly were disobedient when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, by which a few, that is, 8 souls, were saved through water. Praise Jesus much. According to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 to 20,
it shows
our Lord Jesus was killed in the flesh, but in spirit he rose up,
and
in it he went in the prison
to
preach to spirits which are in the prison. There are of those who did humble in the era of Noah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want you to move understand another word, that hell known as the prison of God and the bottomless pit that found in the kingdom of the stars in the firmament of the heavens. It's a prison. It's a prison.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's a prison. When they say it's a prison, there is no freedom to move in there and to move out of there.
And
there is lies moving in the world. And they say that demons came from hell and they came on the earth. The other is a prison. It's not a cell. It's not the dungeon.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is a prison. Before I go to explain, be a prison.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Luke chapter 16,
it is known as the bottomless pit. Luke chapter 16, verse 23. Luke chapter 16, verse
22.
And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. Yes. This verse confused many people. It came to pass the poor man died. He was carried by angels. I told you, you know the one who dies. According to Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 10, don't cry for the one who dies. It's the outward man. Now the poor man who dies, it's the outward man. The poor man carried by angels is the inward man. It is the spirit taken by angels in heaven. It came to pass the rich man to die. He was buried. One buried
is
the rich man, the outward man, flesh and blood. Now, his spirit lifted eyes in hell. Yes. They have understood very clearly. You've understood this. Lift up your hands. Explain what is not understood here.
Tell them it
came to pass the poor man died.
It's
the flesh and blood, the outward man.
He
was carried by angels.
It's
the inner man, the human spirit.
And
it came to pass the rich man to died. He was buried. It's the outward man of the poor flesh and blood. But the spirit, it was already dragged and taken in hell. Read verse 23 as you hear.
Luke chapter 16,
verse 23.
Na imusiza amasoge mumagombe ngali mukulumizibwa.
And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeing Abraham far off, and Lazarus in his bosom. Want you to understand this verse very well.
Luke
16:22-23. It came to pass, the poor man died, carried by angels. They cannot carry a dead body. Angels carry dead body. The poor man who died is the outward man, flesh and blood. They stretched it in a sitting room. But the real Lazarus, the inner man, the spirit, angels carried and took him in the Abraham bosom in heaven. in Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of angels and the holy ones of God. Hebrews 12, verse 22 to 23. When you come back to Luke 16, verse 22, even the rich man dies, he was buried. One who dies and is buried is the body, flesh with blood, the outward man. One lifting eyes while in hell, it's the inner man of the rich man. Yes, it is the spirit. For if he was the dead, he wouldn't have seen. A dead body cannot see. And they say he lifted his eyes in hell, and he saw Abraham. He saw Lazarus in Abraham's body. Is there a dead body lift eyes to see? And a dead body, we tell you, we have nothing to see anymore. We cover those eyes. We close them. Is it not how it happens? It protrudes its eyes to us. As if we have killed it. Humans don't like dead bodies which keep eyes open. And you find its eyes opened. Let's first leave those. Now he is in hell. This hell, it's taken to be the bottomless pit. Because it is shown to be a gulf. A big gulf. Let's move, read verse 24.
Okay.
We have to skip some verses. Let's read verse 24 to 26.
Luke 16,
verse
24.
Nayogerera
waguru n'agamba nti kitange Ibulayimu, nsaasira otume Lazaalo anyike ensonda y'olunwe lwe mu mazzi, ampoze ewoze olulimi lwange, kubanga nnumwa mu muliro guno.
And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Yes. You see Abraham in heaven with Lazarus, and he say, you send him dip the tip and cool this tongue of mine in the fire. Indeed, hell, the prison of God, known as the bottomless pit, there is fire. But not equal to that of lake of fire. Yes. We shall also study concerning lake of fire.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we shall see which place is it located. I want this heavenly journey that you grasp it very well. Everything you know where it is. When they ask you, this person died, passed away, what they call dying, and you begin to give pictures, they passed that point or they did pass it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is more than we have.
Let's read verse 25.
Luke 16,
verse 25.
Na Ibrahimu na mugamba nti, mwana wange, jukiranga wawebwa ebirungi byo mu bulamu bwo. Era ne Lazaalo bwatyo ebibi. Naye kaakano ye asanyusibwa gulumwa.
But Abraham said, son, remember that in your lifetime received your good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and you are tormented. Verse 26.
Era kwebe byonna wakati waffe namwe waliwo olukonko oluwanvu olwateekebwawo abaagala okuva eno okujja gye muli baleme okuyinza era baleme okuva eyo okuyitawo okujja gye tuli.
And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they who would pass from here to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from there. Yes. He told him, between us and you, there is a great gulf. People want to come from there, from hell, in the prison of God, known as the bottomless pit, to move up into heaven they cannot. Those from heaven cannot come from there to come down into hell. Even those from the earth, them too cannot move from the earth to go there to save them. Even those in hell don't move from there, come back on the earth, because the other is the bottomless pit, and it's found in the kingdom of the stars. It is not found here. Brethren, many people have dreams which are not right. And there is lies that demons come from hell, right from hell, and they attack those on the earth. The other is a prison. And it is even very far. Yet is a big, great gulf. In Revelation chapter 9, verse 1 and 2, it is called the bottomless pit. And it shows it's in the kingdom of the stars. For when it's opened up, the sun and the moon, they no more give their light. That's why when they cast spirits of the sinners there, they don't open it up. Just open a little and cast them in there. Let's read we here. Revelation chapter 9, verse 1.
Malaika wokutano nafuwa nenda bemunye nyenge eva muguru ngegwa kunsi nawe wa ekisumzo kyobunya obutakoma.
And the fifth angel sounded a trumpet, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit.
Olinyo lwokubiri,
verse 2,
nasumula obunya obutakoma nomukka neguva mu bunya negulinya ngomukka ogwenkomye nene nenkyuba nebbanga nebizikizibwa olw'omukka ogw'omubunya.
And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. Yes. When you open up this bottomless pit, the sun stops to give its light. Even the stars. Because hell is found in the same kingdom. The kingdom of the moon, the sun, the stars, and the clusters, in the same kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And it is called the prison of God. Satan is not one in charge of it. No. Hell, the prison of God, the bottomless pit. Satan is not the one in charge of it. But the angel called Abaddon of the chains.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. These are some of the things the earth has to know afresh. That Satan is not the one in charge of hell, the prison of God, the bottomless pit. But Archangel Abaddon of the chains. Because you cannot get father of liars, the father of thieves, and you give him to lead and be in charge of a prison. Here in the world, is it possible? The chief thief and chief robber, the chief sinner, and is one in charge of prison. Then he will set free all the prisoners. Where did you get those things? You see what they call revival and restoration of all things. They've been on the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. All these are to be revived. This is the book of remembrance, which was revealed in the heavenly journey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hell, the prison of God, it is of God, not of Satan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hell, the prison of God, known as the bottomless pit. Satan is not one in charge of it, but the archangel Abaddon of the chains. That's why in Revelation chapter 9 verse 11 they tell us this. Revelation chapter 9 verse 11.
Zirina kabaka wazo malaika obunyo obutakoma erinya mulebulania Abaddoni ne muliyonani ayine erinya Apolloni.
And they had a king over them who is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue he has the name Apollyon. Yes. There is a king of the prison of God, the king of hell, the king of the prison of God, the king of the bottomless pit, the archangel Abaddon of the chains. He's one in charge of hell.
He's
the one who leads in all the torments that given within hell.
No,
Satan, the chief thief, the chief sinner, the father of liars. No. All those, the ones which have been spoken in the midst of the world, that Satan is the one in charge of hell. All that is lies. Imagine in the elder son teaches the younger to sin or to steal. You the father, when you catch them and you tell the elder son who teaches them, you came for me these children that they stop stealing, you give punishments for them. Father, is that justice? And the elder child teaches the young to steal, and you catch them. And you tell the elder child, I hand them to you. You give punishments to them. Now, if God is one who gave authority, Satan to be in charge of hell, God is not just. But God is just. It's not like that, it has been lies.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For even Satan himself was caught by the same angel, Abaddon of the chains, angel of bottomless pit, and he bound him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 20 verse 1 and
2.
Revelation chapter 20 verse 1.
Nenda ba malaika nga ka okuva muguru nga alina ekisumuzo ky'obunya obutakoma n'olujegero olunene mu mukono gwe.
And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. Verse 2.
Nakwata ogusota, omusota ogwedda, ye mulyolyomi, era Setani, nagusibira emyaka 10.
And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. Yes. We have the angel in charge of angels of hell. Angel Abaddon of the chains. When you read him in Revelation 9 verse 11,
Bagaba,
they say they have their king, angel of the bottomless pit. His name Abaddon or Apollyon.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In Revelation 20, verse 1 and 2, he comes right from heaven, having key of bottomless pit and a big chain to bind the devils. In this one, so we are in prayer of warfare to cause demons to be bound. Is one we sent. In Revelation chapter 20 verse 1 and 2, they call him a star from heaven.
And
I saw a star from heaven having key of bottomless pit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This
one, when we reach in prayer, which fulfilled Matthew 12 verse 29, let's read it to you here.
Matayo esula ya 12 n'olinyirwa 29.
Matthew chapter 12 verse 29.
Obo omuntu ayinza atya okuyingira mu nyumba eyo w'amaanyi n'anyaga ebintu bye, wabula ng'asose okusiba ow'amaanyi oli n'alyokanyaga enju ye?
Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he first bind the strong man? And then he will spoil his house. Yes.
You
cannot enter a strong man's house. Spoil his works.
Except
first get bind the strong man.
But
one who bind the strong man must appear stronger.
Wow.
Now that's why you see Matthew 18 verse 18. When we're given power, authority, what we bind on earth, heavens it's bound. We work with the other angel come from heavens. He has key of bottomless pit and the great chain. For he is this mighty one who can handle this strong man. Yes. Let's read there, we see.
Matthew chapter 18
verse 18.
Mazima mbagamba nti byonna bye mulisiba ku nsi birisibibwa mu ggulu, era byonna bye mulisumulula ku nsi birisumululwa mu ggulu.
Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be what has been bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be what has been loosed in heaven. Yes. What you bind on earth, heavens it's bound. What you lose, it is lost. That's Revelation 20 verse 1 and 2. I saw angel come from heaven with the key of bottomless pit. What we lose, what we lose,
it's
one with the great chain. What we bind, it's what he binds. Yes. This is a heavenly journey moved through the Bible. That's why I cannot speak it as a story. We reach on every truth in the real life of Bible. What it speaks of, where is it? How does it look like? How did it appear? How does it work? Hell, is it real? What is that, a prison? How does it look like? It's the bottomless pits. Who is in charge of it? Satan. The chief thief. The chief liar. The chief sinner. That's no. But in this world, most people say Satan is one who is in charge of hell, and that is the one who gives punishments there. But that has been lies always. One in charge of hell, the prison of God, the bottomless pit,
all
the angel of Abaddon of the chains, of the key of bottomless pits.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The demons of the devils, they are not the ones giving punishments there. But angels, 200 billion. Angel Abaddon leads together with death. Yes. Now to say demons of Satan, they are the fallen angels. They are not the ones who give punishments within hell, but angels 200 billion led by Angel Abaddon, who is known as hell and the angel of death. Angel of death, when he picks spirits from the bodies of sinners who refuse to align themselves, hands them to Angel Abaddon of the chains, and he gives them to these ones who give torments there, taking to the bottomless pit, the prison. Those are done under the sun every time. And if we give you more than that on issues of hell, you will get so much surprised. But in Revelation chapter 6 verse
8,
he speaks of angel of death and hell, whom we know well as Angel Abaddon of the chains, one in charge of bottomless pits. And he says this, Revelation chapter 6 verse 8,
Nendaba iralaba embalase ya chenvu ne yali atuddeko erinnya lye kufa ne magombe nagenda na ye ne bawebwa obuyinza ku kitundu ekyokuna ekyensi okutta n'ekitala n'enjala n'olumbe.
And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on it was death, and hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over fourth part of the earth, to kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with diseases, and with the living creatures of the earth. Yes. When you read Revelation chapter 6 verse 8, he say, I saw one sat on the pale horse. His name is called death. And hell moved with him. Now hell is Angel Abaddon of the chains, one in charge of hell. He is in charge of hell, the prison of God, the bottomless pit. These ones, they are ones who share 200 billion of the angels. And some work on the mission of death on this world. Others work right within hell in the prison. Yes. 100 billion, they work right in hell. 100 billion, they work in unclothing spirits, working on mission of death,
and
clothing spirits from the bodies. Revelation chapter 9 verse 16,
n'omuwendo gw'eggye eryabeebagala embalaasi obukumi emirundi ebiri.
And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000, and I had the number of them. Yes, he had the number 200 billion. Now 100 billion, they work here on death. 100 billion of angels, they work on the mission of death and clothing spirits from the bodies of this earth as they use the diseases, hunger, sword, or call it wars, even the beasts of the field, including a mosquito will bite you and you get sick. All these are moving on in the world, even now they are moving. Those works are moving. The angels of death, they are within the earth. They are usually called the weary wind. They enter in houses of people. They pass through the windows. They pass through the ventilators. They terrify those about to unclose bodies.
And
those about to die, they say, we see men, funny men.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tugambe billion chikumi.
We've said 100 billion.
Bakora kukufa.
They work on death.
Bako isendwa de.
Using diseases.
Injara.
Hunger. The sword, or call them wars, and the beasts of the field, of the earth. They can use a small mosquito.
It
bites you, you get sick until you check out of the body. If you've not gone, you know that death is not one who sent it. But if death sent a mosquito, bites you the usual fever and it claims your life.
In
your matter medication they give you, it doesn't work.
Died
of malaria. Always they treat it, it's what it claimed their life this time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's repeat Revelation chapter 6 verse
8.
Revelation chapter 6 verse 8.
Nendava elalaba embalas eyachenvu neyali atuddeko erinnya lye kufa ne magombe nagenda naye ne baweebwa obuyinza ku kitundu ekyokuna ekyensi okutta n'ekitala n'enjala n'olumbe.
And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on it was Death, and Hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with disease, and with the living creatures of the earth. Yes. Those angels of death are into those things. Dealing with disease. Hunger.
And
you get sick, you feel you no more have appetite to eat. The sword, and there appears wars.
Accidents.
And there are beasts of the earth. Those work, it's the good thing they move on at least horses which look a bit nice. They are pale. Yellow. Yes.
Billion.
100 billion. They work on the mission of death here. Their working is a bit broad. We shall explain it in the fullness. Here I'm passing through in the summary. But all those happen here on children of men. And the birds, animals, and the insects, they usually see them. And they cry in the night as you are going. You know, angels of death, when you remain with it, with days, they come visit you around. And the owls begin to cry in the night. The owls, they see them. My God, they have come for them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But many things are done there, and children of men, no one makes them to know this. In the midst there, there are many lies which needs to be corrected as we run God's worldwide call based in Africa, Uganda. These angels, the other who are totaling 100 billion, they work right in the bottomless pit, in the prison of God, hell, giving punishments there. Giving what? Punishments. And them, they fashion their own weapons. In the midst of the little fire, they lighten in hell.
The
other fire, you feel thirsty, hunger, and you turn very black. That little fire I speak, remember, this is sample of lake of fire. They prepare you with lake of fire and you feel how the experience is there. These ones, the good thing, they fashion their own weapons. If he wants these pangas, he makes it himself. An axe, a hammer. What surprises in hell? Every punishment, it takes 5 months there. If it is to crush you, it takes 5 months.
He
makes every tool which can crush you, a panga, an axe, a hammer. According to Isaiah chapter 54, verse 16, he says like this. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 16.
Laba, natondo muwesi afukuto omuliro ogwamanda, najjamu ekintu ekikola omulimu gwe, era natonda n'omuzikiriza okufaafaganya.
Behold, I have created the blacksmith that blows the coals in the fire, and that brings forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the destroyer to destroy.
Yes.
He created them. God said, indeed, I've created. They have horses. They have the head of that horse is of a lion. It has a tail behind it. It's of a serpent, scorpion. Yes. And there's that which come from him is of a serpent. When you look at them, you know that I am finished. Yes. They get out weapons to use from themselves.
Now,
a big axe to crush your head. He puts it on a rock. 5 months is crushing it. It comes back to form. It crushes again. When he goes to the toys, he crushed them as you're yelling and crying. What? He made them. And they can handle themselves. And one of them says, me, they give me the whole world, I beat them by myself. They can beat, they can torment, they make every punishment, they fashion. You know, person fashion their own weapons. You know, they say they are told, you pay man just as their acts are, have been. You prove if I've been a fornicator. You make serpents to enter them. You pay them acts of adultery, fornication they've been committing. They pass through those parts of you. They come through the mouth. They pass through the ears. For you enjoyed fornication and adultery. They pay you exact as you did. You've been on the world pressing others. ekiyinja can make a big rock kuteka kongero oli kuchinja kukunyigiriza nawo uri quizu on it
uri lo kunyigiriza
and you feel being pressed how it feels
manyi mwangala nyo nyigiriza
you know you want to press others
msomesa tudire mukoro nyiriro
teacher repeat for us that verse
Isaiah 5:4 n'olunyirwa 16.
Isaiah chapter 54 verse 16.
Laba natondo muwesi afukuta omuliro gwamanda najjamu ekintu ekikola omulimu gwe era natonda omuzikiriza okufaafaganya.
Behold, I have created the blacksmith that blows the coals in the fire and that brings forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the destroyer to destroy. Yes. Created our ability to fashion a weapon he wants to use. But have you seen a pussycat? And it is caught a rat. And it leaves it to, as if to run away and it snatches it back. The angel of hell has a big hammer. He's put it here, it's big like this. And you're crowing to run from him. And he hits it where you're going. And you begin to imagine if it had rested on you. After you've just caught it and he hits it on your head. Because they have no mercy. There's no mercy in hell. And the earth is filled of the mercy of God. In hell, you shouldn't think things of mercy. It's a case to think of mercy in hell. It is what can cause you to be beaten more. To think to be shown mercy there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This one was created and it can destroy. He beats you. And the head spats right there. You don't die, you're just crying. They told him, beat and ruin these you people. You waste them.
Hallelujah.
But cry for yourself if you are still on this world. For there you will cry and cry, you will mourn and you begin make noise like a cow which can no more move. The others are evil and they can cause you laugh even. But surprising, one who is in it. At times I tell people in hell, they know the value of salvation. Even those in heaven, but those on this earth, they play with salvation. You are in it, but you are playing within it. You sin as you align yourself, you sin again. One in heaven say, my God, this child is playing on their life. The one in else, I wish that chance is mine. These ones, their horses, they have their own appearance.
And
they have ability to fashion their own weapons right from their horses. I may not finish what concerns them. It's impossible today. Yes, it's impossible. Let's
read
verse 17. Revelation chapter
9
verse 17.
Nabo abali bazituddeko nga bambadde eky'omukifuba n'ekyomuliro n'ebyakazigizigi n'ebyekibiriiti n'emitwe gy'embalaasi ng'emitwe gy'empologoma ne mumwa bwazo ne muva omuliro n'omukka n'ekibiriiti.
And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire, and of jacinths, and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouth issued fire, and smoke, and brimstone. They have their horses. The head is of a lion.
What
kind of horses like that? The ones which blow the fire in hell. He fashions out, get an axe from the fire. These axes of four. The pangas. The chains. The nails. The rolls of thorns. What happens there, it's not easy. I may not pass through all of it today. I show you what concerneth hell, the prison of God. That's known as the bottomless pit. It's found in the kingdom of the stars, in the firmament of the heaven. There is no human spirit which moves from there to come back on this earth. And these which deceive you that the ghost of the dead has come back, there are some of the fallen angels who were not imprisoned, those responsible of a church to cause them be bound. They are ones who appear as the ghosts of your late relatives. But your relatives, if they are not in hell, the prison, in the bottomless pits, they are in heaven, in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. They are to come back with our Lord Jesus the second time.
Even
these in hell are to move from there and appear here. As we head to eternal life in the new heavens and the new earth, they are going to be judged
to
be cast in the lake of fire. The truth we shall move to know, there is no spirit of the dead which remain roaming on this world.
There
is no spirit of the dead which moves from hell to come back on this earth. But there are fallen angels who appear as demons of our clans, ghosts of the dead. That's why in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, he says, those we fight with, they are not flesh and blood.
That's,
the others have never been in this body. They have never been in this flesh with blood. We fight with principalities, the fallen angels. But there are many lies. You ask yourself, in your clan, how many people have passed away? Why is it that only four come back? Why don't all the ghosts of your dead relatives come back to you? Ghosts of 10,000s of people who died in your clan. Yara, on the world there lies, and there are things which are known in another way, not as they were, not as they should be, not the way they will be. That's why they have set up the right wide call. God is worldwide call, based in Africa, Uganda. Called us work with him in the final work on the earth. The work of campaign and do revival and restoration of all things. They known and they be done the way they were, the way they are supposed to be, the way they will be forever and ever. The truth, hell works. led by angel Abaddon of the chains, even angels
100
billion who work right in the bottomless pit. And on the other day, they are going to bring the dead spirits of us who unclothed to judge them.
According
to Revelation 20 verse 11 up to 15, death will bring
responsible
of those who have remained here and they had never tasted of hell, even hell. Angel Abaddon of the chains, he will bring right on judgment. They be judged and cast in the lake of fire. The lake of fire begins in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the golden altar of God. We shall know those. May the Lord bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Thank you for believing. Be ready, put in action immediately. Even be ready to teach others. Can fulfill God's worldwide call based in Africa, Uganda. Tomorrow we are to come back again to see principalities. The main base of the principalities in the kingdom of the stars,
in
the other two bases on this earth where there are underground bankers and under the ocean. May the Lord bless you. Thank you for coming.
Amen.
Amen.